Cut four.
One of the nice things about being a lawyer is that you gradually realise over a period of time that the future of this country will not be in the hands of those who make proclamations, draft regulations, or pass statutes. The future of this country will depend on the vigour with which people are led, the vigour with which they are challenged to be self-reliant, and the strength which you enable people to forge around themselves in community links. The alternative, you see, to having that type of development is to have an extremely regulated, centralised society. I feel such a society is threatening. We have the possibility in New Zealand of having a really good, growing, vital society where people behave themselves, if you like, not because some law says they ought to behave themselves, but because they were brought up proper. And that's the sort of society I'd like to see. And so I learned that sometimes people break the law to get the results they desire. I acted for plenty of people that wanted to go to prison. Perhaps they chose me, because if they got me as a lawyer, they'd be sure to go to prison. I don't know. But you know, I don't think there's salvation to be had in that lot.
There's been a lot of interest displayed in the South Island movement in recent times. You're from the other end of the country. Mm. A few thoughts on that, perhaps?
I think, from a South Island perspective, it's a very strong sort of conviction held by some people. It sort of says, if we can't be united, then let us be divided and let us be self-assertive. I see it in the north. I remember practicing in Kaikohe. I remember people there feeling what they regarded as the heavy hand of centralism. If you travel throughout New Zealand today, you will see people who are crying out against what they call big government. They talk of Wellington as an oppressor. They think of other people as exploiting their resources. And the South Island movement arises from the failure of government to talk about New Zealand as a united being about to go places. You see, I came back to this country after I'd been away for quite some time, and I came back to it because I had a hankering after its all the things that it meant to me. I've travelled a bit in recent years, and you know, in New Zealand we still have tremendous opportunities. We have the free press. We have elections. That's quite remarkable in other countries, and it's worth celebrating that we have these advantages in New Zealand. We've got an educated workforce. We've got all the resources that our climate gives us, that our competence in agriculture give us. And what's wrong with the country is that we have not been challenged to see our potential, to work out where we fit into it, and to make an effort. And indeed, politically, I believe we've seen division used for cynical political opportunism. Now, you can't do that for very long without people saying, enough of that, the rest of you can get off, I'm going to do my thing, this is my patch, I'm going to cultivate it, the rest of you can get lost. And what some of those people in the South Island movement are saying is the same as people in the North are saying, the same as some people I've heard in Taranaki saying. What a temptation in Taranaki. I mean, they've got the jolly petrochemical plants about to go. Let's not hear about a Taranaki Island movement. We've got, and I believe the Labour Party's real role in the next election is to persuade people that this country has a dynamic future, that we have potential for growth, and that we're all in it together.
Cut five.
The Deputy Leader of the Labour Party, Mr. David Longhi, also spoke at the meeting, and he clashed with some women in the audience over the abortion issue. They asked why the party didn't adopt the Working Women's Charter as Labour policy, particularly the provision for abortion on demand.
There is no political party which has argued for a women's referendum. There is no group which has asked the Labour Party for a women's referendum. If you want a party to disappear, if you want a party to disappear like the Values Party, you make that policy and bind me to it. You kick me out and then you stand and see where your party goes electorally. I'm telling you.
David Longy at an Onehunga election meeting.